Shir Chav Gimel Bava Basar Chav Alav Cheshvan Heitov Shin Mem, November 11th, 1979 on Sunday.
Some people are coming to me. There is a very important man. Hakivi Azman Lachavere, Eimeri Dafke Kivi Azman, Avo Bistam Halvoya Lichoshev Lekirch Shleishim Kivi Azman. So, this is mentioned in the name of the Rif, the Chuvis Rif. So it's not the Riz Chiddush, the Riz said that. I mean, Hakivi Azman Chaveir, Vimkiyesim, and the Riz. Pirish Hakivi Azman Chaveir, and Yuvish in Globe, she friendly is man playing. Who Pirish have high goyim go Riz Bichuvim. The Heine Dafke Bikibei Azman Bishas Alvoye, Ulacha Mekan. Avo Bistam Alvoye, Avo Gabdi Kaimur Fer Kamedi Makis, Bistam Alvoye Shleishim Yein, Hane Mile Leima Ashel Mikro Lissova Bisir Shleishim Yein, Avo Vadai Obidinish Dipora Bigavai, Kibishli Kobla Isman Befeish. So, the same Aloche is mentioned in the name of the Riv and Rav Haigoy. And Teisves mentions it in the name of the Riv. So, I will be stam al voye li choshev li teich shleishim tietzman. Now, most Rishayim agree with this shittu, but the Rashbo is chayrik. So he says, Pirish goyim zal, dav ke keveya, I will be stam milve, ava gavda amlino stam milve amedyei, וכתון אין פרקם דמעקס, המל וסחביר סתם לחשור איתי בפוחס מהמדיעי, אף אלו הוכה, אם אומה, פרטיך אותי חלמד נמו, יחיבו ליקוב על הזמן למדיעי בפירוש, יחיבו ליקוב על הזמן למדיעי בפירוש, מי קרה הוא פרטיך למד, so it's likely that he paid his תחלמד, ואין את הכל רק בי הזמן, ואילו אפילו בסתם מיובה כן, קושה, להשמינו בסתם מיובה וקושה מקבייה. So the Rashbo says, ואילו ראשון בו גויין זל, והסכימו בכך כל האחרינים, הו יישא אימר, דוהדים בסתם מיובה. תדע לך, מדעקשים נעלית ושלוק ישמו להתנן עד ארבע אמץ, ומי קשה? לכל כהול מידם או לשלוק יש, דו מקום לחבר לזמן, עד שיהיה מכל ארבע אמץ, ועד הרבה הוא תיבה, ורצה שיבנה ממיד. So the Rashbo is chelik on the shite of the Rav Haigoyen and the Rif and most Rishayim. And the Rashbo shite is that it doesn't make any difference. Just as we applied aloche of Chazok in the Bria Bisir Zmane in the case of a stipulated day, so if he says, I paid you before the stipulated day, so it's not Nemo, so the same thing applies to Stam Alvoy, Teich Shlishmei. Now, it's true that the Muki Yesei mentions the Pshat because he is Rogya. That's what he mentions. So he says, Avo Hane Mile Shalim, Lema Shalim Nid No Litova Bisei Shoshinei, Avo Vadai Ovidinish Bipora, Bikabai, Kim Shalim Kovo Leizman Bifeosh. So the question is this, I mean, what is the machlekes? The machlekes, lifluh, it appears that the Rav Haigoyen Shite and the Rif Shite is based upon the Metzias. In other words, Chazok and the Bria Bisevmani. So because it's not like, it doesn't happen. A person doesn't pay a debt before the day of the maturity of the debt arrives. But a person is likely to pay within 30 days. It's a question of mitzias. So then we'll have to say, it's a question of mitzias, that the machlik is between Rabbi Goyen and the Rashbo is on the psychology of people, where the custom of people, whether the derech of people is to pay within 30 days or not. It's not mistaba that is the machlekes between Rav Haigoyen and all the Rishayim agree with Rav Haigoyen and the Rashbo. Neichetei said that the Rashbo should be chelik on all these Rishayim in regard to mitzias, as to whether it's customary to pay or not. So it's more mistaber that the machleket between Rabbi Goyen and the Rashbo is an edin, not an ibitzias, whether it's the derech of people to pay on it. Now the Gemore imakes. Now the etzem din of stam al goyish lishliyei, one would be tempted to assume it's based upon the mitzias. In other words, that's the umden. When a person lends another person money and he doesn't stipulate any date of payment, so the umden is that the intent, the understanding of the parties is that he should pay after 30 days. That's an umdene. Now, if that is the umdene, then the whole svore of Rabbi Goyen and the Rif and all the Rishayim agree with him is a little strange. Because monefshach, if it is the derech of people, if it's not the derech of people to pay before the stipulated day, and it is the presumption that when a person lends another person money stam, he means 30 days. So it's also stipulated. What difference does it make whether the stipulation is spelled out with one's lips or it's implicitly understood, the stipulation? True, it's based upon the mitzias, but why should the mitzias differ? If human nature is such that they don't want to pay before the agreed date, so what difference does it make whether the agreed date was spelled out with the lips or the agreed date was understood between the parties? So, but however, if we say that the whole halacha of stam al goy shlishi yei is not based upon the understanding, a universal implicit agreement that it should be paid only after 30 days, so then we can understand. Now let's see the Gemara Makis. The Gemara Makis that Gimel Amud Beis says as follows. Omar towards the bottom, just with the star, there is a star at the bottom. Omar Shmuel Rav Mas, Loitesif Akaruch, Adim Farshis Rosh Mait. Minor and Mil said Omar Rabono, Hamalves Haver is star, in Rashoy Litebe Pochas Mamede, Echo the Malu Bishtar, Echo the Malu Alpe. Omar, Tirsif Kobosh Nasasheva Shnasashmit. Mimash Moshe Nema. Kovash Nasasheva, any idea she is Nasashmito, Elamata Mulimash Nasashmito, Lema Lochi Shmito Acheres, she Kazu, Veizu, Hamalves Havele Stam, she in a Hashoyo Litabi Pokas Mishlechine. The Oma Ma, Shleishin Yen Bishon Hoshipson. So, it is obvious that from this Gemara it appears, I mean, without any doubt, that the Halacha of Stam HaPoeh Shleishin Yen is not based upon Mundane, upon a universal, implicit understanding between the parties. So why does the Gemara have to mention Pesukim? And then the Gemara applies the principle of Shleishin Yei Bishono Choshev Shono. I mean, does it mean that the human psychology is based upon that aloche? And suppose the Malve and the Leve are Ameoretz who don't know the aloche of Shleishin Yei Bishono Choshev Shono, so we wouldn't have the aloche of Stam HaPoeh Shleishin Yei? The Gemara bases it upon, because there is a post, Kovo Shnasa Sheva Shnasa Shmito, so there is a superfluity in the post. Because the Torah says Kovo Shnasa Sheva, so why does he have to say Shnasa Shmito? It's superfluous. So the Shnasa Shmito advises us there is another Shmito. There is another Shmito. What other Shmito is there? The Shleishi Yei. And that's called Shnasa Shmito. Why? Because if it's based upon a universal, implicit agreement, so it doesn't even make sense to apply the halacha of Shleishin Yei Bishono Choshev Shono. So it's obvious that this is a question, that a person has a heter, has a time limit, stam halacha. In other words, the Gemara equates it, the Gemara calls it the Shnasa Shmito. What is Shnasa Shmito? Shnasa Shmito means that you cannot demand payment. That's the halacha. Loyiges. He's either allowed. If he demands if he demands payment. So the main lay, so there is another Shnas HaShemitah, the Shlishi Yom of Stam Olam. Of course, it has nothing to do with the Dinim of Shemitah. It's there, so the debt is cancelled. There, the debt is cancelled. The debt is cancelled. But here, the debt is not cancelled. But, in other words, he cannot. And he cannot demand payment. So it doesn't mean that he's either an Isa. By Shemitah, if the Malve, when the Shnas HaShemitah has arrived, and if the Malve, demands payment, so he's either allowed. He's allowed. For example, the Shite, now the Alochi is Shmite, so in Mishamet Esel be safe. And Mishamet Esel be safe. Why did we execute the Puz book before the Rosh Hashanah of Tovshin Mem? Because of the Shite of the Rosh and the Ritva. The Shite of the Rosh and the Ritva is that even though Shmite is in Mishamet Esel be safe, but he is not allowed to demand payment. He is able to gains. So let's say if a person did not execute a puzzle before Rosh Hashanah of Tovshin Mem, and he will, so true, the debt is not cancelled until Choftes Elu of Tovshin Mem, the debt will be cancelled. And the Rishim Lechos and everything. But if the Malve, who has not executed a puzzle, will come to the Leve, let's say, on the day after Rosh Hashanah, and Saint Gedalia, and would say, why don't you pay me my debt? So you'll be able to love of Leviticus. Because it's two separate halachas. First of all, there is a halacha that Shmite is Mishamei the debt, it cancels the debt, and then there is a halacha that once the Shmite has arrived, so he's not allowed to demand payment. So according to many Rishonim, even in regard to the Iser, it's only after the last day of the Shnas HaShemitah has expired, he is not allowed to demand payment. According to the Rosh and the Ritva, true, that until the last day, until the last moment of the Shnas HaShemitah, so the debt is not cancelled, so it's still outstanding, he still owes it, but he's not allowed. He's not allowed to demand payment. He's even allowed of the Yiddish. He's even allowed on these. So in other words, so in Shmite, there are two halachas. First of all, Shmite cancels the debt, and then Shmite imposes a nisa upon the Malve not to demand payment. Of course, here the Gemara says that the Shleishi Yeim in Stam Alvoye is like a Shmite. And the Torah calls it Shnas HaSheva Shnas HaShmite. Shnas HaShmite. In what sense? So it's not in the sense of cancellation of the debt, but it means he cannot demand payment. But there is a difference. In Shmite, the real Shnas HaShmite, so he's not allowed to demand payment. But in the Shlishi Yeim of Stam Alvoye, there is no Issa. Suppose a person lends another person a Stam Alvoye, and then the day after he lent him the money, he starts bothering him. He will not behave like this. But the Leve can just ignore it. He can tell him, don't bother me. Because you're not entitled to collect. You're not entitled to collect until 30 days are over. So that's especially the Sakoso. That when a person borrows his Stam Alvoye, he has a time limit of 30 days. So he doesn't mean so. It is different than he stipulated it. If a person lends the other person, if Ruben lends Shimon $1,000 for a year's time, so then he doesn't have to pay him until the year is over. He is personally not indebted to him until the year is over. He is personally not indebted. Because he stipulated, that was the Alvoye, that was the explicit agreement that he'll become Mechuyev to pay him after a year. But when he went Stam Alvoye, there is no understanding. But it's especially to the Sakoso that he has the Leve, has a time limit. But so it is yours, let's say, you know, this man Minche begins Chotisho after Minche Dele, this man of Minche Dele begins Chotisho after Chatzis. Chotisho's man is after Chatzis. So he can daven until 1 minute before the shkia, he can daven. Does it mean that until the last minute, before the Shkiyah, he's not mechuyev to daven mincha? He becomes mechuyev to daven mincha immediately after Chatzos. Halochas, sugya, misafes Shabbos, whether he can be nichnas lesudek deile, after mechak deile, after mechak tane. If he's not mechuyev yet, why should he be osir? He's not mechuyev. The answer is, what becomes mechuyev to daven mincha? The moment, at the moment of let's say when it's chotzi shor after chatzis, but the halacha gives him italment from chotzi shor after chatzis until shkia zachar. But mechuyev is he becomes mechuyev immediately chotzi shor after chatzis as a moshe. So here too, he becomes mechuyev immediately to pay, but he has a time limit. Mashenke, if he stipulates his man, he is not mishumet to him. Person, he's not mechuyev to pay. He's not mechuyev to pay. So mimele, this aloche. So that's exactly akosu. So the aloche of chazokin and priya b'seir zmanei is only shayach when he's not mechuyev as yet. So we say in the priya b'seir zmanei. But if he's mechuyev, if a person is mechuyev and a responsible person is mechuyev, but he has a time limit, why should he postpone? Why should he postpone? If he does postpone till the last minute or 30 days, see that because he doesn't have the money, oh, he's not such a, he's not so responsible. I mean, I'm not talking Goshen Hora against him. He's not even an Aveire, but it's not that he is not Mechuye. So Mimele, since he's Mechuye, so on the contrary, it would be nicer on his part if he would pay it before the 30 days, the moment he has money. Why shouldn't he pay it? He owes it. He's mechuyev to pay it. So just as it isn't the nicest thing in the world to daven mincha the last minute before Shkia, it's not the nicest thing, but there's no aveira. So here too, I mean, he is mechuyev. So the mele, it's not. So he cannot say that they don't pay his money. If he's mechuyev, why should he be paying his money if he has the money? But if he borrowed money and he explicitly spelled it out, I'm borrowing it for a year, I'm borrowing it for 5 years, for 10 years, then until the year or the 5 years, the 10 years are over, he's not mechuyev. Of course, there should be mechosa, because he will be personally obligated and required to pay after this man. So the mele, Shibut Nechosim is Chal immediately. Shibut Nechosim is Chal immediately. But he is not Mechuyev as yet. Mashenki Bastam Alboi, he is Mechuyev. But he has time, like Minch. He is Mechuyev immediately, but he has time. So Mimele, this is the reason as to why Tesis and all the Shemim, Rabbi Yoh, and Tavi, the Rosh, the Mekiyeser, they all say that Aloche of Nipparis Yosmane doesn't apply to Stamal. Ubobis Mane, Boma Piratiko Yosmane, Eminem, Vinirali Shinishadim, Shechayu, Vikolo is Mam, Vilago Hemen, Shepori Tirzman, Vimigedi Boyom, Alu Basili Klum, or the Kovato Vishumsman. So Taisu says, that Chishlokish members reference the case where the Avedi who testify that he owes it, and there is a certain Zman, because if there are no Avedi that he owes him, so he, the Levi, could have said Lo Yitlo Meilo, but he admits he's an honest person and he admits that he did buy, but he claims that he already paid. Now, the Gemara has an abaye, whether Migi is effective, Tovim Achazman, Vomor Liparticho Besirazman, Mi Amrino Mokha Chazaka, Amrino Mauli Shaker, Oy Dilmo Mokha Chazoke, Loy Amrino Mauli Shaker. So, the Gemara has an abaye. So there is one alternative, that if he has a Migi, he's never going to say, Poraiti, Tirzman, even according to Mishlokish. So how does Rishlokish say here is Eino Emor? So obviously Rishlokish has reference to a case where he has no me. For example, the Aravim that he is Mechui will come and boil a Amrino Migo Mokim Chazoke. So there is one alternative that we do say Migo Mokim Chazoke. So why does Ishlaki say that he's not Nemo? Oh, so we must apply Ishlaki's memory to the case where they are eating that he owes him. So he has no Nemo. But if Ishlaki has referenced the case of our eating, so then we could deduce from Ishlaki's memory that Amalves Chaveire Be'edim is in Tzolch Lepeire Be'edim. Because there is a Machlekes in the Gemara in Shmuis. Now, if let's say everybody agrees that if Reuven lends Shimon $1,000 in the presence of Edi, and he tells in the presence of Edi, he tells Shimon, I'm lending you $1,000, but I want you to know that I am lending you the $1,000 on the condition that when you decide to pay the debt, you should pay it to me also in the presence of witnesses. I don't want you to come to me and say, I paid it. So then he becomes like vested of Nemonis because he stipulated at the time when he lent him, listen, I'm lending you in the presence of Aiding, but I'll defray the elevator. So then the Leve loses his Nemonis as a giver hack. So he'll only be Nemon if he'll produce Aiding. So that's based upon the halacha of Idras Baldin. I mean, the whole heteriske is based upon this concept, upon this principle. In other words, that a person can stipulate that the other baldogo should not have any nemones on any time, except if he produces a. So the mele, if he stipulates that he shouldn't be nemon to say that there was loss instead of profits, so the mele, and the one who gives the money should be nemon without producing witnesses to say the words profit. So Mimele, he's nemon, so he doesn't involve an issa of his. That's the whole basis of etariski. So that's the aloha, that because of Ridwaz Baldin Kimei Dome, so he can be shaded with the monies of the other Baldom. So if he says, I'm lending you the money, but I want you to know that you can pay me the debt only in the presence of witnesses. And if there are no witnesses, you shouldn't have nemones. So Al Pitini doesn't have any nemones. Because of the aloche of Idras Baldin Kimei Nami, because he agreed to this stipulation. But there is a machlekes in the Gemara. Suppose he doesn't stipulate Al Tifrei Nialbeini, but he just gives him money, he lends him money in the presence of witnesses. So one Ma'amira says that if he lends him the money in the presence of witnesses, it's considered as if he said, Al Tifrei Nialbeini. And another Mandoma says, no. If he says, Al Tifrei Nialbeini, the lady has no nemones to say, I paid you. Only if he produces witnesses. But if he didn't say, Al Tifrei Nialbeini, so then, he has nemones. So Tesi says, "Umikom mokim lechiach mikam because of Mishlokish hamalves chavir beidim tzorach lepeir beidim." Because since Tesi says that Mishlokish has reference to a case where he Daredi Mus testified that he is mechuyev, so maybe he has no mige. So the question is, if Mishlokish Shite is that hamalves chavir beidim tzorach lepeir beidim, so why does Mishlokish have to resort to this lumpness of Chazok Imperes Vils Mane? He isn't Nemon anyway, because they are reading that he lent him some mele. The only way to be proper is if he pays it up in the presence of witnesses. So we cannot prove that. The Epsha, the Maya, Oche, Shil, Bo, Shalei, Beidim, Eloheinu, Ibn, Neidim, the Afilu, Mandoma, Tzorch, Lepeh, Beidim, Hanem, Eile, Hechad, Yilvo, Ibn, Neidim, Yikore, Lehem, Neil, Ibn, Neidim. So then, according to that Mandoma, it's considered as if he said, Al Tifrei, Neil, Beidim. But if he didn't lend him in the presence of witnesses, but later on, two witnesses were standing, and the Leve just admitted in their presence, you know, I mean, I owe you $1,000. So then, the Alboye was not gone in the presence of Eidim, so he cannot say that he was shaving his nemones. So the Mele, Rishlokish, can have reference to the case where Huve lent Chimen $1,000, let's say for a year, not in the presence of Eidim, but later on, so Chimen just happened to say in the presence of Eidim to Huve, I borrowed from you. A month ago, I borrowed from you $1,000 for a year, And then later on, if he says that that he paid it, let's say after 2 months before this man was up, so he's not Nemon, Yisroki says, because of Chazak and Rebbe says, V'imteinu, v'kol mokim nifshitnoch, v'amrim v'igedi boyom apiratichu ato. So he says, but we still could be patient from Rish Lakish memre. True, that Rish Lakish has reference to a case where the Eidim who testify that Shimon the Levi admitted in the presence of Eidim that he borrowed from him. So the melee has no meaning. So that's, but he says that he paid him there's money. So Rish Lakish says that he's not lemon, but can't we deduce from this memory of Rish Lakish? Because Teisves has discussion, because Teisves has the girsa. Hamalve hakevei azman lechaverei ubo bizmani v'yom apiratich hotir zmani. So when was the time in the tviye? Bizmani. Ubo bizmani. That means, let's say, Reuven lent Shimon $1,000 a year ago, this day. And then, when it's exactly a year, so Reuven comes in the afternoon and he says to Shimon, "Bob is money, the year is over. Today is just 1 year exactly since the alvoy." So, and he says, "I paid 6 months ago." So Mishloki says, "Not lemon, but what if Migen is effective? Neged Chazoker in Pareb says money. Now he claims in the afternoon, the day when it's a year, he could have said, instead of saying 6 months ago I paid, he could have said, well, 3 hours ago I paid, in the morning at 9 o'clock. So then he would be Nemon. So the Mele, now that he says that he paid him 6 months ago, so he should be Nemon in the beginning. And still, this what he says is not Nemon. So isn't that a raya that Chazoke, that Mige is not effective neged the Chazoke in the Pariyah B'Shaz Manech? So the Kashi is only Shayach if we are Geiris the way Tezus is Geiris. But if we are Geiris the way it appears in our text, then there is no Kashi. Because then we can apply the Gemara to the case where he claims the debt before the year is over. So then he has no meaning. But then he says, "Gil says, ubo bizmani ivom aparati hotel zmani in eleva." So in other words, so Rish Lakish has reference to the case where the tviya is made on the day when the year is over. And we cannot say that he makes the demand just with the shkia sahamo when the day begins. So it means, even if he comes late in the day, and he claims it, and he says, "Parati hotel zmani." So he's in an emo. But he had a media, he could have said, "I paid you this morning, 3 hours ago." So isn't it a raya? Le amrim al migeh, di boi yom ha-aparatich ha-ato. Ve im ri, di holo yichoshit migeh, kim di mai vedi kaim vi im achri shol zman. Ve adot al maskim al mishim edah sheyel, do vedin ish di pora biyei, med mishal un zimnei. So, and that wouldn't be inconsistent with the practice of people if he pays the first minute of the day when the year is over, but it's a migid hosp. We call what he made a migid. The hotif inish lemeima piratich haye avrod lemeima piratich haesilu b'shachach. So what is this terence? This kind of migid is no migid because it's a migid hosp. What is a migid hosp? Migid hosp is the kind of a time that the other party knows that he's lying. So in other words, this time I paid you 6 months ago doesn't involve so much chutzpah on the part of the table. Because even if he's not a chutzpah, because he thinks true it's a lie, but the other party, the malveh, will not even recognize that I'm lying. Because the malveh will say, maybe it's right, or after all, my memory fails me. The memory fails everybody. So in Melee, what is it? Someone is looking here from the window, I suppose. What? Right, I'll just tell him that I'll be free. Alright. Now, so in other words, if the time is, I paid you 6 months ago, and it's natural for every person to forget something that happened 6 months ago, but it's not natural for a person to forget what happened only 3 hours ago. He has to be a great genius in order to forget the payment that was made a few hours ago. So he wouldn't. So if, let's say, the Leve says to the Malve, don't you remember? I paid you 6 months ago, don't you remember? I paid you. So then the Malve might think, well, see, my memory fails me, I'm only human. He will not come to the conclusion, well, this Leve is a big liar. He'll try to be Milamit Schus on him. Maybe I forgot. Maybe I forgot, after all, I'm a busy person. But if the Leve will say, don't you know, at 9 o'clock this morning I paid you. What will the Malve say? The Malve, even if he's the kind of a person who likes to be Muhammad Shus with him, he will not say, well, I forgot. So he will be Makabe Shikhe. So mainly it requires a lot of chutzpah to be taken the time. So it's a Migidahoz. And Migidahoz means a time that the other party will definitely, without any doubt, be Makabe Shikhe. So Migid de Hose is not effective. So in other words, so it appears from this day's verse that Migid de Hose is not effective. But there is a Gemara Meforeshes. There is a Gemara Meforeshes that can draw that Migid de Hose we do say. Gemara that from the Rovim Bobas from the Dalai. The ninth line from the end of the Omer. Lamed Vovim Dal. Hanu Ize, the Achre Chushle bin Adoi, Ose More Chushle et Afsine, Ma'amukatoin Tuv. So there were certain goats that ate up a lot of barley of Zeir in Adoi. So the owner of the barley of the Zeirin, they ate up much more than the value, than the price of the goats. So the Mele, so he grabbed Tafsinu, he grabbed the goats, the Maziki, but the loss was much more than the value of the goats. Vavukatoin took it. Omar Avwed Ishmuel, Yochelitin Atkideit Meyen, Di Boy Omar Likuchesin Biyodi. Since he grabbed it, so he could say, I bought it from you. True, you are waiting that you are the Morikane, but we bought it from you. So, but he doesn't say, the owner of the Seirin doesn't tell me that he bought the Yizim from him. He says, no, I didn't buy the Yizim from you. I just grabbed it in order to collect part of the debt that you owe me, because they ate up so much of my Seirin. So the Mele, he's never been me. So all the Shayim mention the Ram in Shuez, the Rashbo in Shuez, the Rosh in Shuez. All the Shayim mention that from this Gemara is says it explicitly that Migid de Hose Amrino, Migid de Hose Raftur and Momene Amrino. Amrino. In other words, so he says, Yochelit Nakilin Meir. But if he said, now, you see, now that he says, that he claims that he saw the Yizim eat up the Seirim, so the Meir it doesn't require a chutzpah, because the Baal of Yizim is not Makabe Shikhe, assuming that it is a one. He's not Makabe Shikhe, because how can he know whether it's true or not? So assuming that it is a lie, he's not Makabe Shikhe. But if he would be telling that he bought it from him, well, so then the owner of the Yizim would know without any doubt in his mind that this person who has the possession of the Isin is a liar. So it's a Migre Hose. So Vishenin deduced from this Gemore that Migre Hose is Amrinon. So it's Gemore Meforeshes. That Migre Hose Amrinon. So why does Taisa say here that the reason is why he is not Nemon assuming that Mige is effective against the Chazokia of the Imperial Zmane. But here Mishloki says he is not Nemo the Mige because it's a Mige Hose, but Mige Hose is Amrino. Mige Hose is Amrino. Now, obviously, we have to say that even though Mige the Hose is Amrino, but Mige the Hose neged Chazokia is certainly Amrino. In other words, it's a Bible Yifshit whether Mige neged Chazokia of the Imperial Zmane is effective or not. So there is one alternative that it is effective. But assuming, this is what they should say, assuming that a Mige is effective against the Chazok and Bereshah's money, so only a Mige Deine de Hose is effective against the Chazok. But Mige de Hose is certainly ineffective against the Chazok. And when the Gemara says that Mige de Hose is effective, so it's, when it's not against the Chazok, but Mige de Hose neged Chazoke is certainly ineffective. Assuming that Mige, the general Mige is effective neged Chazoke Zazmane, so it's Mige Deine de Hose is effective neged Chazoke. But Mige de Hose is certainly ineffective. So in Meile, we couldn't be patient from the Shloki Isman, but we have to understand it. If generally so Mige Deine de Hose is effective against Chazok, and generally Mige de Hose is effective, so why shouldn't we combine the two, that Mige de Hose should also be effective neged Chazok and Bereim Sechman? Now, the Rambam Shite in Shvuas, that's his sugi in Shvuas, the Rambam Shite in Shvuas is that Mige, that's not only the Rambam Shita, there's the Shita of the Rabbi Migash, but it's the Rambam Shita also. That Mige Lafturah Mishvuah Le'amrino. Mige is only effective to patter a person from money, but not to patter him from Mishvuah. Not to patter him from Mishvuah. Let's say if someone is Shema and he is Mechuyev to swear an answer, but he has a Mige of Azad, so he's not Nemo. If he is staying Azad, but he had a Mige to patter to be taken ends. So we do not say Mige after a mission. We do not say Mige after a mission. That's the Shit of Saram, that's the Shit of the Vimigos. Now, Adar Sheinim Acherik, and they say that Mige, that Mige Lachtura Mishui is Amrin. So what do they do with the Gemore in Shvuas, Dachmanei? I cannot go over the Gemore, Dachmanei. So that is the Mokir for the Shikr of the Vidigash. So they say, all that Gemore says is that Mige de Hose Lachtura Mishui is Amrin. But Mige de Hine de Hose Lachtura Mishui is Amrin. Mige the Eine goes after Mishvui is Amrin. So now the Shita of Rambam is that no Mige is effective after Mishvui. The other Shemi, who are Chemik under the Midash and the Rambam, they say that Mige the Eine goes is after Mishvui. But the Gemara in Shvuas that says that Mige is not effective, so it's because after Mishvui, because that Mige is a Mige the Hose. So Mige the Hose, after Mishvui is Amrin. So we see that Mige de Hose Lachtura Meine with Nusim. But Mige de Hose Lachtura Mishvuye, we don't say. Even according to the Rishayim, who say that Mige de Hose Lachtura Mishvuye is Amin. So we have to understand. Now there is a Gemore in Suvis. There is a Gemara in Ksubes Daf Kofei. So Harei Shebo Veoma Pnize Vikeinu Nemo Lachir Vitruma Vinemo Lashir Yishu. So if a person comes and says about another person, that's my son and he's a Kehen, and he's a kayyem. So he's nemel achila bitchumo. But he cannot, he's not nemel yuchs. Why? Because yuchs is like lovash of the elbow, and it requires strain. So it requires strain. So, teisves, here in ksuves and teisves, in Borbasche, especially teisves in Borbasche, explains it on the basis, not that mige is not effective lashiyish. Mige is also effective lashiyish. But, when something requires to aid him, so there is no yechetimtza of mige. If, let's say, ligami lachim abitrumo, so it's isu, so it dechot nem isu. So if someone comes with another person, and he says, this other person is my son, and he is a king, and he is a king. So memele, he is nem lachim abitrumo. Why? Because if we had known that he is his son, then he wouldn't be nemo. Even though it doesn't be so. Because since we know that he is his son, so there's a choshev mishaker, he has a motive to lie, he wants that his son should have an opportunity to eat truma. So memele, there is a choshev mishaker. So we cannot say it doesn't be so, because he has a big negir in saying that he is a king. But if we don't know that he is his son, so he could have come and said, this person is a king, and no one would doubt his testimony. But he told us that person is his son. So Mele is Nemon with him. That's Ligabe Ilachim Bitumo. But Lashia Yisho, so one person wouldn't be Nemon to be Mashi an issue, because Yuchsen is like the Rosh HaBe'elbo, so it requires to aid it. So Mimele, we cannot say. So even if he has another person, he says, this person, let's say, Ruvein, and Shimon come. And Ruvein says about Levi, that Levi is Ruvein's son, and he's a king. And the king. And Shimon also says that Levi is a king. So he's not Nemolashi Yisho. But that way, the Shimon who joins Ruben in the testimony that Levi is a king, the answer is, here it's not Shayach to say Mige. By Tuedim, the Ri says, it's not Shayach to say Mige, because in Echot Yedea Mashim Levi Chaver. So, what is Mige? Mige means, this is a raya that he's an honest person. He is not interested in lying. Because if he had been interested in lying, he had a better lie. No. So we say, here, maybe he is interested in lying. And why didn't he keep quiet and not mention that Levi is his son? Because he was afraid that Shimon might come out with the fact that Levi is Reuven's son. So maybe he has no meaning. So it's not that Ligabi to Eidim Mige is not effective. Because we don't have the Yechetimtz of Mige. We don't have the Yechetimtz of Mige. Now, this is Tesis Shita. This is how Tesis explains this Gemara. And the Tesis is in Ksuves. And Tesis, there is also a Tesis. Lamed Aleph on the base, the first thesis. Vizubo b'fnei atzmo shnei kitei idim ha'atrishim zeh zeh. So Omar Abun is Zubo b'fnei atzmo nido, Vizubo b'fnei atzmo nido. Rav Chizdom v'al sadi shak lomo. Teime, b'im Rabun e b'im Rav Chizdem, et neu li basroi b'imige di boi paslune, li kamoi b'gazol nusi. Umi u b'imige di boi ha'av mizamo le lekel en nevi yirim, az imam ben yis mugamei. V'nir ali, d'imige mo kmeidim lo yamgen. V'eid, d'imige lo yuchel yisayom yisam shnei. ואפילו היו עמו אין כופיילים, אין אמונים, ותתרי כמאו, ואידי מרי, ולשייך מיגד אם דע שניהם שווה, ומה שירצה זה, ליתן וליתן זה. So this is how Tesis explains this Gemara and Emon, לאחיל בתחומו, ואינם לאשי אישו. So it's not that לאשי אישו which requires aiding, so Mige is not effective. If there will be a Mige, so it will be effective. But the Mitzia sees that there is no Mige, because in the Achim Gnei Mashal Chavere. But then there is another Terence. The mashal is meichet, but it doesn't have to be nimchet. And he says, "Ve'ed, the migel lo yochlu isayom yisam shneidim, ואפילו היו אימו הם קופיידים, אין למוני, דתרי כמי. The second Teretz. We don't have to erase the way. The Mashal is nothing but the way. There is no reason as to why we should erase the way. The Ramban, in Ksuves, he explains the Gemara, Nemon Lachil Vitruma, Nemon Lashia Isha differently. He says that Mige Lashia Isha that requires Eidim, so that means there's a loch of Kishnaim in Yerundovo. Whenever something requires Eidim, so the Gemara says that if Mige So what is Mige? Mige is Echad. Malu Mishak. We have a psychological proof that this person is not a liar. Because if this person is a liar, he could have mentioned a different lie. Why did he have to say this? So they chose that he's honest. So it's Echad. And when Meshe Baron testified in the Momenes, so don't we have a psychological proof that they are telling the truth? It's a stronger Echad than Mige. But it's aloha. If something requires aiding, so we cannot, Bezdin cannot pass it on the basis of explaining the sechoche, psychological proofs. But it has to be, the psach has to be based upon agones aiding. So he says, lachili bitruma is isu. It doesn't require it. So, idachodem misu. We are only interested in verifying the facts. So Memele, Mike also determines the facts. Mashainki Vashir is so it's Yuchsen. So Kishnai Midin Yokum Dobo. So what significance is the Mige? But Danoidi. Danoid. So this is how the in other words, so the question arises, so Vashir Isha Mige is not effective because Mige is only Hoche. So Momenes certainly requires him. After all, the Xerzakosu for famous is mentioned with Abu Momen. Al Pishnaim in Yukundavo. Dobo Shabelbo, so it's Xerashobe. Dobo Momen. Psalkim, what's up with Havas Gomorrah? Al Pishmai Eidim Lachem Dovah. But where is the source for the requirement of Eidus? Mummy. And all of Bolobaste, all of Cheskes Abati, is based upon the concept of Migi, the effectiveness of Migi in Mummy. And by Mummy, requires Eidim. Still, Migi is effective, so why shouldn't Dovah Shebe'er go Yuchsin? Why shouldn't Migi be effective? The answer is, by Mummy, there are two mnemonists. There is the mnemonist of Eidus, and then there is the mnemonist of Bal Dovah. Let's see, Bori Bishem Omar and Dovah says, Bori Bishem or Bori Omar. Chubin says, Shimon Mono Biotr. And Shimon says, immediately, maybe you're right. So Omar and Dovah, Rabune says, he can collect it. How can he collect it? Are there Eidim that he owes him? Are there Eidim that he owes him? The answer is, Rubin, the Tebeya, is the Bal Dovah. So he has the mnemonist and he's signing it. So that too, that doesn't mean that every Bal Dovah has the mnemonist and every time so then it's the Chaya. So there are loches. Which Bal Dovah has the mnemonist and which time Ikiva Hakel has the mnemonist and time maybe the Mimikzas only has the mnemonist and it's time if he swears, if he doesn't swear not. So there are loches. But there is a principle of mnemonist of time of Bal Dovah. That some mele migi by moment according to the Ramban migi is effective because not because of ichoch is not chayach or pishnayim in yochim dogo so meisha ba'arim we also have ichoch and still they're not nemon zigzer zakosu but by moment besides nemones of edim there is nemones of taine but it doesn't mean that every baldogo is nemon and every taine. So, certain tainis, a strong tainis, the Bal Dovah is nemon. So this is the aloha. If the taine of the Bal Dovah is corroborated by the Migi, by the choche of Migi, so then he's nemon and his taine. So where is the chayach to say in the mones of taine Bal Dovah in Momi? Not in Yuchsin, Yuchsin there is no Bal Dovah. Yuchsin is Isaveheta, Dovah Shebe'er is Isaveheta, but it is a kind of Isaveheta that requires a Migi. So the mele, the Ramban Shiti is that Migi is not a Migi. What's the sheet of the Yid? He says that the reason is why in Nemo Ashi Isha, because in Echad Yidayim Afshleif Chadeirem. So there is no Migi, but if there would be a Migi, so, and the Rihi and Bobasala from the Dalvon Bey says the same thing, it would be effective. But Meshe Varim and Ad Nemon, the answer is, the Rishit is that the Choches are also effective. But Meshe Varim is not effective, because that's not the general Choch. Only Birurim, like Chov, Chazoke, Migi, that is a general Yichoch. But Meshe Ba'arin, so, just in respect to these, all at one, so the Aloha doesn't recognize Yichoches that are peculiar just to one person, not to the other person. But if something is a general Yichoch, in regard to everybody, so we can be made Tzimomen on the basis of general Yichoches. But Meshe Ba'arin is not a general Yichoch, he just a particular Yechoche in respect to a particular person, because the Dayan knows this is Meishavar. This, he doesn't have to be in order to have a Mundane, that they're not lying, he doesn't have to be in the Madriga of Meishavar. And if he's in Madriga of the Chaim, it's also a good Mundane. He doesn't have to be Madriga of Meishavar, but that's not a general Yechoche just because this Bal Dovah, the Dayan, has a Mundane. Only if there is a Mundane in respect to everybody. If it's a general Yechoche, not if it is a specific Yechoche, in a particular instance. So, and the Ramban Shiti is, no, Al Bishnai Meir Kundogo, Besdin cannot pass, cannot be made Zimomen on the basis, cannot pass on the basis of extraneous evidence. It must be based upon testimony of Eidim. So, Memele, the Shite of the Rambam says that Migash, Miklah Aftura Mishwil Yamdino. Because if Shemer is Chayim Mishwil, what does it mean? That the Shemer, who is Chayim Mishwil, is not Nemon and Steiner, Nemson, whatever, unless he swears. So that means he has no Nemones without Shemer. That's what Chayim Shemer means. What does Chayim Shemer mean? Shemer is not in Mitzvah Sasei. Let's say Shemer Chinon. Or a midin mixas is highly sure. So does it mean that he's mechuyev to swear? Suppose he says, I don't like to swear. I don't like, it's not a wonderful thing to swear. So tovei olav mochet. But then he has to pay. So in other words, so Chiyuv Shvuyeh means that the Baal Dogo is not Nemun on his Taine unless he proves his Taine with the Shvuyeh. He swears. If he doesn't swear, he's not Nemun. But he's not Mechuyev. But then he has to pay. So in other words, so in the Mele, it's not Shayach to say, apparently, the Shita of the Bimigash and the Rambam is that like the Rambam, like the Rambam. The Ramban shita is that liyuchs migi is not effective because migi is only choy. So the question is, why is migi affected by momin? Momin certainly requires eating. The answer is by momin. Besides the mones of eating, there's the mones of baldogo. So the whole effectiveness of migi is on the basis of the mones of time of baldogo. Baldogo. So if someone is mechuyev b'shvuyeh, that means that the baldogo has only the mones if he swears. If he doesn't swear, he doesn't have the mones. Then there is a cause of shvuyeh. That he only has nemones with a shvui, if he takes a shvui. But if he doesn't take a shvui, he's not nemon. The other rishonim achilik, they hold that migah can be effective on the basis of echoche, like David, on the basis of echoche. So memele, so true, there is a cause of his chayav shvui. That means he's not nemon, as the Baal Dogo on his time, unless he couples it with a shvui. But since there is echoche, so it's considered like a Sibda Arabi who say that his style is Emes. So then he doesn't think he's not Mechoyev Shvuyeh if there is a Choche. So that's the shit. Now, Mige de Hose is not equal to Choche. Because what's the Choche? This person is obviously an honest person. Because if he's a liar, why does he have to say this lie? He can say the other lie. The answer is no, he's a liar. But he doesn't want to say a lie that the other fellow, the other Baldin, will know without any doubt in his mind that he's a liar. He wants to preserve his reputation. So mainly it's no echoche. But still we say that from that so it's not on the basis of echoche. It's on the basis of the mones of time of Baldogo. Because those who say that Mige is effective b'tira sechoche by Momei, but they don't deny that besides the aloche of Mige b'tira sechoche, there is the mones of big Mige on the basis of time of Baldogo. So even if it's a Mige de Hose, so it's not a sufficient echoche. It's not a sufficient psychological proof that he's telling the truth, but with the ceremony of time of Baldogo, he's Nemon. So in the Mele, the Rishayim who say that Migel after Mishvuyah, we say, so it's only on the basis of the Choch, who are here under the Ribidash and the Rambam. But on the basis of the Mones of Taine, they would agree with the Rambam and the Ribidash. It's not Shayach to say Miguel that he should be Nemon on his time without the Shvuyah, because that's the Tzeres HaKosov of Shvuyah, that a Shemer or a Mikzas is only Nemon if he swears. If he doesn't swear, he is not Nemon. He is not Nemon. So that's why all the Shem agree. Even those who say that Miguel Achtura Mishvuyah is Amrinon, so it's only on the basis of a Chochel, not on the basis of Nemones of time of Adobo. But if the Migi is a Migi de Hose, so too, by Momen, Migi de Hose is Amrinot. Not on the basis of the Choche, but on the basis of the Mones of Tanev Baldogo. But Lachture Mishvuyeh, if it cannot be effective with Tiras Choche, only with Tiras Mones of Tanev Baldogo. Now, if he's high Mishvuyeh, it means he has no Mones except with the Shvuyeh. Without the Shvuyeh, he has no Mones. So the Rishi is saying here that we cannot prove that Mige is not effective, is not effective against Chazok. Because we could say that Mige is effective against Chazoke in previous money. But Mige de Hose against Chazoke in previous money is certainly ineffective. Why? Because if it's Mige de Hose, so then it cannot be effective with Tiras Choche. So it only can be effective if it's a Migah de Hose. So it only can be. So why is Migah de Hose? Why is it effective? Because the Mones of Taine. So if it is to be effective, because the Mones of Taine, so it cannot be effective. The Baal Dogo cannot have the Mones and his Taine when the Taine is in conflict with the Chazok in the prayers of Manu. So why does the Gemara have a safik? And there is one alternative that it is effective, because possibly the Yichoche of Mige is stronger than the Yichoche of any of the Zerebis of Malek. But where it's a Mige de Hose, so then it's not, it couldn't be effective with Tiras Yichoche. And then it could only be effective with Tiras Nemones of Taine. So Yuval Dovah has no Nemones when his Taine is in conflict with the Yichoche of Chazok and Zerebis of Malek. That's the system.
Dal and Baba Basra, Chav Gimel Cheshon, Heshav Shin Mem, November 12, 1979, and Tuesday.
Now, last time we discussed Tesis Teretz. Tesis says the Kashi. Tesis says the Kashi. The Gemara says, and that Tesis Gira says, Hakivei Azman Mechavere, Ubo Bizmani. The Omer Paraiti Tirzman in an Emon. So the question is, if there is an Abayim Leif Shetel Gimor, whether Mige is effective against the Chazok in the Poyeb Zerzman, assuming that Mige is effective, so why does Rish Lokish say in an Emon, but he should be in an Emon, since he claims it, according to Jesus Gilsay? So it's called Bismale. So the Malve is the Veya Bismale. What does the Mitva say? Peraitiv Teirzmani, but he could have said Peraitiv Hayeim in the morning. In the morning. So you should be assuming that Mige is effective against Chazok. So Mimele, so he says, so the question is, in other words, so he should mikol mo kinim shik nohet la mino mige di po yom aprati harato vein ri. So he should be nemor and it's time that he paid toyer's money, because he could have been tayei prati haye ba chazok in parim zes money, but there is one tzad in the bayit that mige is effective neged chazoke of any parim zes money. So that he gives a teret, because they in the Migel, the Chotzi finish of Mena Parati Chayi. It's a chutz. So, it's a chish, and as the Kashe, in Simen Ayaches, so he has the Kashe, but there is a Gimor in the Foreshes, in Rav Asra, Daf Amed Vov, the Sugi of Hali Yizid, Ach Lechush Lo Bidam Doye, that Mige is effective, that Mige the Hose is effective. So the Teretz was, that even though Mige de Hozi is effective, but Mige de Hozi, Bimokim Chazoke, is certainly ineffective. Even if we assume that a Mige de Eina de Hozi, Bimokim Chazoke, the Prayer of Zeus Manei, is effective. That's the pshat in this thesis. So thesis says, here it's Mige Chazoke. But there is one tzad, there is one alternative in the Baye, that Mige is effective against the Chazokim for Zeus Mane. But even according to that Tanoch, to that alternative, that Mige is effective against Chazokim for Zeus Mane, so it's only Mige the Eina de Hose is effective. But Mige the Hose against Chazoke is ineffective. The Gemara of Hani is the Achra Chushol de Nadoye, so it was just Mige the Hose, but it wasn't against Chazoke. But Mige the Hose against Chazoke is definitely ineffective. What's the Pshah? So we mentioned the various shittes of Hashem. First of all, the shittes of Rambam and David Migashi is that Migel Aftura Mishvuye is Royal Rim. And the Mokeh for the Rambam is the Sugye Dafnum Hei. Because the Sugye Dafnum Hei says that now Eshimachinom, if Eshimachinom or Eshimasocho is staying in Ensu, so he's spot. But he has to swear. The issue is Hashem. The question is, why shouldn't a Sheimeya, a Sheimachino, and a Sheimasocha be Nemon on the time of Nensu, even if they don't take Yeshua, because they have a Migeh? they could have said, "Loi v'ameiro, I was not Yoshena." So the Gemara is that kasha that memhei in Shuas. So the Gemara is matche. The Gemara says maybe Einochanan that ordinarily if Yoshena says Nensu, he is Nemon without the Shuas. But the Torah says that Shuas Hashem Tiv Mishneyev, that he has to swear. So maybe that is reference to a case where somebody was marked in the Chavir Mishtah. So the male, he couldn't say Lohoi for Leon because he has a Shtah. In other words, the Shemer. The Shemer executed the Shtah and gave it to the Balabais for the Mavki. The Nifkin gave the Shtah to the Mavki. So the male, he couldn't say Lohoi for Leon, he has a Shtah. And he couldn't even be there. Hazaratiloch. Because Shtob Yodem, my boy. But, so the Gemara is Matr. The Gemara in the Ishwes. But, the Rishayim say that is only with the Arach Tchir. But, the Matzkoya of the Gemara in Ishwes is that even without Shtah, if Rishayim is staying in, so he has to switch. And without Ishwes, so he's not put. Even though he has a Nige, of the whole form of it. Well, the question is why? And when the Gemara says, Zochet Ma'askino, Kinshi, if he did Zochavei or Mishtah, that's only the three about. But I'll even add this, the Gemara means that even if he's not marked in Zochavei or Mishtah, and Shemeir is not never to say then, so with the Nige of the whole form of it. Why not? So the Rebiga Hashem, the Rambam say, because we are going to Nige after a Mishmue, that's the Gemara in Shemeir. And the other shame in Muachim, it's not going to be Rambam. So why, without a Mafir is Havere, without Ishtar, so why isn't he Nemon, Nensu, without Ishtar? So they say because it's a Migadol. Even though, so the Ram in Shuas points out, even though the Gemara in Bobaskar, that one in Rome, Hani Yizid Achle Chushot in Ardoye, says that Migadol is effective. So if Migid Hose is effective after a Mameir, but Migid Hose is not effective after a Mishnah. So we have to understand. We have to understand the Shita of the Rambam, and we have to understand the Shita of the other Mishnah. The Shita of the Rambam, we have to understand why does the Rambam mechalek between Migid after a Mameir and Migid after a Mishnah. Monepsha, if there is such a thing as Migid after a Mameir, so there should be a thing as Migid after a Mishnah too. After all, Shweti is not in Mitzvah Saseh. There is no mitzvah saseh to swear. Chiyuv shvuyah means if you don't swear, you have to pay. You don't want to pay, you're not nemo, unless you swear. So chiyuv shvuyah really means chiyuv mameh. So since miga is effective after a mameh, why shouldn't miga be effective after a mishvuyah? And then we have to understand the shita of the other mishvuyah. Who say that the reason as to why the Gemara, the Maskona, the Gemara in Shuyas is that the Shemer is not never to say the Ensu, the media of the Old Lord Meir, even if there is no Ishtar. So it's not because Miguel after the Mishul Amdeno, but Miguel the Hosel after the Mishul Amdeno. And the Taine of the Old Lord Meir is a Taine of Hosel, because when is the Shemer says the Ensu, so the market is not Makya Meshikha, assuming it's a lie. It wasn't then so. Does the market know that he's lying? Mashenke, if the Nifket will be taken, Elohim for a Melon, so then the market will know that he's a liar. So he doesn't have the Hose to say something that he knows that the other fellow, he's lying. So Migid Hose after the Meir we say, but Migid Hose after the Mishmuya Loyal. So you have to understand both. So we said that we mentioned the Rambam in Suvez Dat Hopei, whether on the Sugye of Niu Bikenu, in Nemo Lachil Bitruma, in Nemo Lachil Isha. So according to the Ri, the reason as to why is Nemo Lachil Bitruma is because Truma doesn't require to aid him. So only in Idechot, so maybe he has a Nige, because he didn't have to say that he is his son. So he could have just mentioned Plainly said Keilu, then we would have believed him because he definitely would be so. But he said he's my son. Since he's my son, so he has a motive to lie, because he wants his son to have an opportunity to eat Truma. So that will be a big benefit for his son. So, but he could have withheld this information that he's son. So he's never the me. So it's only by Truma when he doubted his name on Sophia as a media. Because if he had been a liar, he could have refrained from from divulging this fact that the plane is his son. Machine came with Yuxen, so it's not much available, it requires grading. So mainly that would be the Machine Chavele. So he has no media, because maybe he is ready to lie, but he's afraid that the other fellow who is with him to testify that he's a Kayan, that the plane is a Kayan, maybe he will not cooperate with him. So maybe he has no. So the implication in the thesis is that if he would have a Migeh, so even in something that requires training, like Yuxen, Migeh is a bad. Masha'ik in Rabban says something else. Even if he would have a Migeh, but since Yuxen requires training, so there's a Zazakos of Mishnah with Yom Dogo, so even Meshav Ahim is not Nemon. But Meshav Ahim is we have a Choche. The answer is, Hechoche is not enough. Extraneous Hechoches is not enough. We require a Bezdin cannot pass on the basis of extraneous Hechoches, of circumstantial evidence. So it has to be on the basis of a direct testimony by a. So maybe what is Migeh? Migeh is Hechoche. A psychological proof that this person is not lying. Because if he had been ready to lie, he could have mentioned another lie. But Meshav Aharon, we certainly have psychological proof that Meshav Aharon wouldn't lie. But they are craving, so it's a halacha avedes, the apostle avedes. So Migeh is not effective either. So in respect to Truma, that's assuming, so in the Avodah Mishum, we don't need avedes. And Nisho is Nemon, and Neved is Nemon, everyone is Nemon. A Korev is Nemon. We are only interested in determining the facts. So Hechoche is a good Hechoche. Masha'in came. So extraneous Hechoche is also enough. Masha'in came with Aryuksen. So it's not the other way to buy us anything. So the main way Hechoche is not sufficient. We need Eides. So Migeh is not enough. So the question arises, what is the Mokia for Yuksen that requires Eides? Because Yuksen is like Dovash Be'al. That's what the Tisvis Reed says. Yuksen is like Dovash Be'al. And Dovash Be'al requires it. How do we know Dovash Be'al requires Eides? Dovash Be'al. So the basic source for Eides is Dovash Be'al. And by Dovash Be'al, it will be effective. All of Chesed Sabbati revolves around it. Kama Alochis are based upon Migeh. And where is Migeh mentioned usually? In connection with Momen. Momen certainly requires it. Still Migeh is effective, so why shouldn't Migeh be affected by Yuxen, which is deduced from Momen? So the answer is, by Momen we have two principles. We have a principle of Agones Eidi, Nemones of Eidi, and we have a principle of Nemones of Time of Mandoma. Now, one Mandoma, Rabune says, Bor Vishem of Oriot. Bor Vishem of Oriot. If Rumi says to Shimon, one will be otcho, and Shimon says, any idea, Shimon has to pay. Why does Shimon have to pay? But after all, I'm known to Aiden. Aiden don't testify. Who says that one will be otcho? Rumi. And the Idoah is called in the reason, because Shimon is not made. Shimon says, I don't know. That's not the Idoah. The answer is, because Rumi is about Dogo, and he is there, and there is no timing by Shimon that contradicts him. So the male at the Baldova is never. If, let's say, there is a contradiction, one says, one will be otcho, and Shimon says, it will be odiklum, so then there is aloche that the nitva is nemonis. The kifar hakla is nemonis. Not the teveya. But if the nitva doesn't contradict the teveya, so Ravuna holds, then the teveya is nemonis. So there are two types of nemonis in nemonis. One is nemonis of Edi, and that is accepted unconditionally under all circumstances, as long as the two Eidim are competent witnesses, Eidim Sheirim, and then there is the Nemones of Tanya Baldova. So as far as the Nemones of Tanya Baldova is concerned, so there are so many aloches when the Baldovar is Nemon, when the Baldovar is not Nemon. So the male and Migi, Ramban Shiti is, the reason is why, by woman Migi is effective, because if the Baldovar is staying a certain time and he has another time on which he would be Nemon, so the male, the Baldovar is Nemon on the time, because it's corroborated by the Chocha of me. But it's only by Momi, because there is a concept of Nemones of Tanya Baldovar. Mashem came by Yosin, Dova Shemel. It is a better. If there is no Baldovar, some male, Mige could not be effective. But by Momi, because of Nemones of Tanya Baldovar. That is the sheet of the Ramban. What is the sheet of the Ri? The Ri says the reason is why. In Emolashi Isha, because in Yahweh, they are actually Chavere. But the implication being that if there would be any gay, so then it would be Nemon. But Meshav Ari are certainly telling the truth. It's a stronger Echoche than any other Echoche. Still, it's not admitted. So Besni will not render himself in on the basis of the Hakodah and Meshav Ari. The answer is, extraneous Echoches are always effective. But it has to be a general bill, not a particular bill. Here it's a Hechoche in respect to these two individuals, Meishelah. So there is no such Biruhim that are Biruhim in respect to one person. A Biru has to be a Biru in general. So the Mele, so Meishelah is not a general Hechoche, only by Meishelah. So such Biruhim are not admissible. But a general Hechoche, like Chob, Chazoke, and Mige, that is effective even in the moments. Alright, anyway. So the shite of the Rambam and the Rimigash is like the shite of the Rambam, that Mige is only effective in the Romanes because of the Mones of Taina Baldova. Some Mele, Rikabi Shmue, there couldn't be the Mones without Shmue, because if the Torah is in Chayim Shmue, Shmue is Hashem Tiyem Mishneh. What does Shmue mean? Shmue is not a mitzvah, I say. Shmue means that the Baldovo, the Shemer, or the Mikzas, or the Nitva, when an Idecho testifies against him, so these are the three Shuez the Rises. There are no more Shuez the Rises, only these three. Shuez Idecho, and the Mikzas and Shom. So when the Torah says Shuez HaMishem Tiyem Mishneyem, so this implies that the Baldovo, the Shemer, the Nitva, has no mnemonis except if he takes an oath. Without an oath, Bezin doesn't believe. So that's the aloche. That is the zakotzev of Shavuot. The definition. Shavuot by definition means that the Baldovo, the one who is mechuyev v'shavuot, is not mnemon except if he proves it by taking an oath. So without an oath, he has no mnemonis. So it's not shayach to say. It's not shayach to say that he should be Nishba. If a Sheva says, then so he should never doubt Ishba. Why? Because he had a Migay. He could have said, no, you're going Mayor. And the Balabai is the Mafkid, has no Shtar to prove that he was Mafkid. So the answer is, what is the basis of Migay? The Mones of Taime. Here it was Apostle Shuez HaMishem Tiyem Mishneyem. That the one that is Mahuyim Shuez has no Mones except with Shui, without Shui. So maybe it's not Shai of the same meaning. But the other Shemi Muachiri. So the Rambam, the Rimigash, agreed the Shit of the Rambam, that Mige is only effective on the basis of the Mones of Time. But so maybe the Gabi Shui is not Shai of the same Mones of Time. That's the meaning of Shui. That Baldovo is only memory if he swears, without the Shui. But other Shemi, Tisves, the Rosh, I mean, all the other Rishayim, who are hearing the Ram, who say that Nigel Aftur and Yeshua are Minor, so they hold that Mige is effective on the basis of the Chore, of the general Chore. So the Mele, and by Momei, so extraneous evidence is also effective. Extraneous evidence is also effective. So the Mele, if extraneous evidence is effective, so this is just as effective as the Choche of the testimony of Tu'edi. So it's not shy to say he's only Nemo if he swears. We don't have to resort to any Nemones of Baldova. The Mige is a proof by itself. If the Mige is not a proof by itself, But it only corroborates the Taine of the Baldovar. And the Baldovar is known on the basis of his Taine, on the basis of the credibility of the Baldovar. So mainly, by Shmuye, the Baldovar has no credibility, unless he swears. But if we say that Midye is effective per se, by itself, as an extraneous Hocha, as Tensu says, as the Ram says, as the Rosh says, so the Mele is not Chayach to say he's Mechuyev Shmuye, he's only Mechuyev to swear if it's not Mizbare. But if the facts are Mizbare, so then there's no Shmuye. Suppose two Eidim will come and testify to Bezdin that they saw how the Hiket Zanifke was Lenas, Miyot. They saw it. Will he have to swear? Only when it's not Mizbare, so the Shemel is Mechuyev to swear. So here it's Mizbare through the extraneous Hocha. But the Shita of the Rambam means like the Rambam, that it's not effective on the basis of an explaining Sechoche, but on the basis of the oneness of Taine. So maybe by Shui it's not Shai. Oh. So that's the Shita Sarab Levinash. What is the Shita? What is the Shita? Oh. What is the Shita? Oh. The Adar Sheini, who say that we don't have to be Shui Avrinom. And the reason is why the Gemore in Shui is that Mimhei says that Ishmael is not Nemon to say Nemesu without Ishmael on account of the Migi he could have said Radam is because it's a Migi the Hose. But Migi the Hose, the Ram says in Shuez, Lafturim of Meine we say, but the Ram says, Migi the Hose, Lafturim is Shmuel Loya. Migi the Hose, Lafturim is Shmuel Amino. Of Migi the Hose, Lafturim is Shmuel Loya. But Lafturim of Meine, Migi the Hose, Lafturim is Meine Amino. So what's that? So apparently, Tesis, Ram, all the other Shemim Machilik and Pramigash, and we still distinguish between Shmuye and Mome, that Migid Hose Lafturim and Mina Aminon, and Migid Hose Lafturim and Shmuye Loyam Aminon, so they hold that there are two halachas. Migid can be effective on the basis of the Chochem, that's his Shite, all over the Suvets, in Rabasra, Chesabati, we saw the Tesis, Chesabati. So Migid can be effective on the basis of an extraneous Chochem. Not only this is effective. Other rechoches are also effective. But Meshiv Aharon is not the general rechoches. So, that's one thing. And then, Miki can also be effective on the basis of the Moris of Time. Of the Moris of Time. So the male. Miki, the Eino de Hose, is a rechoches per se. Without the Moris of the Baldon. Without the credibility, the Moris of Time of the Baldon. Just that itself is a chose. Migel the chose is not a proof by itself. Because what kind of a proof is it? Proof means we are sure, we are convinced that this person is not lying, because this person is an honest person. At least at this moment he's honest. Maybe some other day he's not honest. But at least right now, in this time, he's very honest. Because if he hadn't been honest, if he had been disposed towards lying, this time, he had the better time. But if the better time involves a lot of chutzpah, so what kind of a lie is it that he's honest? Maybe he's not honest. So why doesn't he say the other lie? He doesn't have the audacity to say the other lie. Because the other lie is, so the other Baldovar would be makom shikre. This lie, the other Baldovar will not be makom shikre. He will not know that he is lying. So maybe there is no proof. So why do we say that Migi Gozel Aftur and Olmeine is Nemon? Because there are two halachas of Migi. Migi can be effective on the basis of a Hechoche per se by itself, and Migi can be effective on the basis of the Monis of Taine. So Migi de Hose can be effective as an independent Hechoche. But Migi de Hose cannot be effective as an independent Hechoche, but only on the basis of the Monis of Taine. And with Italian, so it's effective after a minute. Mashain kill after a mishwe. So then it's not shayach to say that the Migi should be effective to patter him from mishwe on the basis of the Moris of Taine. Because shwe by definition means the Baldovar is only Nemon with the shwe. But after a minute, he can have the Moris. But after a mishwe is not shayach. So in the Mele, we can answer the Ksei's Kashi against them. The Rig gives a text. That the reason is why, this is what he says, that כתבי הזמן לחיילים, הוא בא בזמן, והוא אומר לי, פורטתי הזמן, אין לי נאמר, because חזוק עם בזמן. So the question is letting me know that פורטתי הזמן, because he could have said, פורטתי this morning, because that thing requires chutzpah, to say this chutzpah. If he says, I paid you 6 months ago, so then the Nitva thinks that the Tveya will not consider him as a liar. Because the Tveya will say, at all, you know, I am not such a genius, I don't have a photographic memory. It's probably right, why should he lie? Why should I be a Cheshit? Why should I be a Cheshit Bikshiri? He says that he paid 6 months ago. He probably paid. I don't remember, I forget many things. I forget many Gemaras, I forget many Tetzes, I forget many Psokim of Shulchan Aruch. So I forgot that too. So the memory doesn't really require so much for time. Masha'inke, if you say, I paid you this morning, only an hour ago. So he will not, the Tveya will not say, well, I'm so stupid, I mean, I forgot that he paid me just an hour ago. So he will be convinced that the Nitva is a liar. So Mele, it's not a good echoch. So it's not a good echoch. So the Kashi of the Kashi of the Tzeis is, but Hani is a Dachle Chushle bin Ardoye. So it's also in the order that it's effective. Nemon, we think it may, that's from the Vodim or Pastor. The answer is, over there it's in the order that is not Neged Chazoki. But here it's in the order Neged Chazoki in Perea Bisset Zman. So even if we say that Miged Mokim Chazoki is Nemon, so it's not on the basis of Nemonis of Taile, but it's on the basis of an extraneous group. So in other words, so that's the Shire. That's a shayla. Maybe on the basis of an extraneous proof, so we get the chokhah really so strong that it is stronger. That it is stronger than the chokhah chazok. Or maybe not. So that's a Bible issue. But where it is, we get the chose neged chazok. So then it certainly cannot be effective on the basis of the chokhah, because then the media doesn't involve any echoch, because it's a media host. So Lachdur Momene is effective on the basis of Nemones of Tainer Valdobo. So Nemones of Tainer Valdobo neged Chazoke, he certainly doesn't have Nemones. So if Valdobo can have Nemones, if he has a media, if it's nothing, if it's Tainer, does not conflict with the Chazoke of in the province of Lani. But here, his Tainer conflicts with the Hazel Bell's money, so he certainly has no money. That's, I think that's the right shot in the art. Now, the next is this. Keichad Olim Tam. So, we have a machlekes between Rish Lokish, and Abayu Rav. Rish Lokish says that if someone says, right, it has money, so in the name he has to pay. Even though he's a Kibarak, he has to pay. Mashinkin, Abayu Rav say, he doesn't have to pay, but in a perhaps of money. So I want to say, sometimes a person decides to pay debt before this man, before the debt matures, in order that he should be free of pressure. Because a person, sometimes let's say, he borrowed money for a year, and now it's only half a year since he borrowed money. But he happens to have the money to pay. So he might be thinking, who knows, a year later, maybe I won't have the money. So why should I expose myself to the possibility of pressure and trouble? So let me be out of it. Kehei chedorei tam. So he says, ita sha'ava gabi feyeti, shitei yira. Nan, pchei yobisi ha'shoi shuyei b'ches ha'shoi midei. Now, if the kehei nisdeveya, chomei shloim, from the father of the poor, it's a chayim, like any other chayim. And the father of the poor says, I paid it before the 30 days long. So, that's their money. So, the halacha is that the prayer can collect. I'm sorry, the kehi can collect. Why? Because the chesed shloim. So, that's a mishnah. So, isn't it a mishnah for Hashem's contrary to Abayi Rav? So, how can Abayi Rav say that there is no such chazok in the prayer of Sazman? ואם ראי יוסף משייך הייתה עם מיטב להבין מומרים שאין מיטב. Why is Abai, why do Abai Yehovah say that sometimes Odom also refrayat Yazman? Because he wants to avoid till this pressure and trouble and problems. So that's only Shayach if the chid is due to a specific person. So he's afraid maybe at the time when the debt matures, so he will not have the money and that person will not leave him alone. So maybe he wants to be secure against trouble. Masha'imki, by being a bear, he doesn't have to give it to a specific care. There are thousands of Kehanim, and the father is at liberty to choose the care. So the male is not afraid of pressure of trouble. So because of that, even Abai Berome will be made it. That in order to pay him his money. Alright. That seems to be a very good talent. New Kashi Rabbi, the Pir Kashi El, the Maboy Minim Rabbianai, Sechem Manasati, Maskem Manasati, Al Milo Hobiraye. Let's say if there is an intolerance between the landlord and the tenant about the rent, and the Sechem said, the tenant says, I already paid the rent. And the master said, no, I didn't get it. So who has the burden of proof? So Gemara has the kasha imas. He b'sirs manei kiyom. Mez b'sir shrei shigayim. B'cheskas shalom nivde. If it is before the rent is due. And the seicher says. And the master says he didn't get paid. The seicher says he did pay. So the tenant shouldn't be there. Because just as we see that we care, that the Yisrael, the father, is not them. Why? Because it's their money. Here too, before their rent became due. So in order more so to pay rent before the rent is due. The hashle heirchem daimel lipcheir. Yosef mishalef neimar lo mitarde. But according to the rishpshat, that the reason is why Abaye b'rov they say that on the morsel of v'yatizma, on the morsel of v'yatizma. But by prayer we say Eino the Mosul because it's Momish Emetim. Because there is no specific person to impose it. He can give it any care. But by when there is a specific person, it's Momish Emetim. He has to pay to the landlord, not to anyone else. So the Mele, how does the according to Abai and Grobe, how does the Gemara equate Seicher with care? By Kayan it's Momish Letevi. Mashaikim by Seikhaya, it's Momish Letevi. So what Raya is from that Mishneh? We see that Abai Berobe distinguish between a Chayv tears money to a specific person and a Chayv tears money to a Kayan in general. Mashaikh Adam Rukhira, so Shach Memo Itab. וכך צורך לאימא, יבחיר נמי כתיר בין מצווה, שצורך ליד ליטן, משצורך ליד ליטן, דזריז עם הדין. So in other words, so we cannot say like the reason. That the reason is why Abai Berobe distinguished חייב תרז מלא from Pina Ben is because Pina Ben is more משל דין. The Gemara equates Schimes